Say goodnight, Gracie.
Goodnight, Gracie.
Hiya, Doug. What are you doing here?
And to think you used to kiss me every time I turned around.
I never kissed you when you turned around.
A fiery horse with the speed of light, the cloud of dust, and a hearty high old silver. The Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear.
Come on, Silver, let's go, Big Saw. Hi-ya, Silver, away!
There was a death in Paiute Basin that afternoon. Its grim pattern was in the ugly swoop of a single buzzard that hovered high overhead. Its ominous threat was in the stifling heat of a relentless sun. And its certainty was in the eyes of a man who lay mortally wounded at the foot of Indian Bluff.
Steady, big fellow. You were right, Tonto. There is a man here. Looks like he's badly wounded.
Uh-huh. Buzzard in sky always gives sign.
Golly!
Go back to the horses, Dan. Bring a blanket and a canteen of water.
Sure.
He's wounded, all right. Badly wounded. Help me turn him over, Tonto.
Uh-huh.
Well, he's still alive, even with bullet wounds like these.
Here's the blanket and the canteen.
Good. Now, while I give him a drink of water, you fold the blanket into a pallet.
Oh, he fix.
Steady. There. I think he's coming too.
His wound's pretty bad. We fix him?
At least we can try.
More water.
Here. Take it easy, fella.
We have clean bandana. Tear up for bandage.
Good. Dan, get us some wood and build a fire. We'll need plenty of hot water.
I'll do it right away.
Thanks. Thanks for all you're trying to do, stranger. But I won't live long enough to see that water boil.
You'll pull through. Steady now. I'll have to rip your shirt so we can bandage your shoulder.
Thanks. Oh.
Now, lie still for a few moments till we get some hot water.
What? This doesn't make sense. You, the engine, and the kid, part of Monk Savage's gang, helping me.
You mean Monk Savage, the outlaw? We're not part of his gang.
But you're wearing a mask.
Well, it doesn't mean I'm an outlaw. Neither are my friends. You're a lawman, aren't you? I noticed the star on your vest.
Barnes is my name. Jim Barnes.
Sheriff of Cahill County. I've heard of you.
But not from very much. longer. Monk Savage and his crew changed all that when they put this lead in my back.
Are you sure it was Savage who shot you?
Him and his gang of sneaking, murdering, cattle rustling.
When did this happen?
About 30 minutes ago. I trailed them from the Sawtooth Range. They split up here in the basin and I rode into their trap. They got me in the back.
They won't get away with it.
It's already done. See, stranger, even if I was going to stick around, which I'm not, I couldn't prove that it was Monk and his gunslingers what nailed me.
Why not?
They were all wearing masks. Just like you.
Oh, I see.
But I think I could have proved a case against them in court. Proved who the real boss is behind Monk's gang and all their robbing and cattle stealing.
You can still prove it.
Not from where I'm going.
Your deputies. Give the evidence to them. They can.
There's only one deputy. My brother, Everett. Everett's kind of hard to explain. I don't think he...
Why not?
Well, see, Everett's my kid brother. But he's not like me. We're as different as night and day.
What's the evidence you have against Savage and whoever's behind him?
Nothing, really. I had one of Monk's gunnies in jail a while back, and an hombre named Slim Fletcher. Slim did a lot of talking. If I could have got him and Monk in court.
Did Slim say anything you could use as evidence?
No. That's the trouble. Before I could get him to do that, Monk broke him out.
Did he mention any names that would help?
Only one that's important. And that'd be hard to prove.
Who is it? Tell me, and I'll see if... Steady.
It's funny. It's getting real chilly out here, even when the sun's beating down.
Hang on, Jim.
I'm worried about Ev. He never wanted to come out west. Never wanted to be my deputy. Now I'm leaving him all alone.
Don't worry about your brother, Sheriff. I promise you, he'll get along all right.
You promise?
That's what I said.
I don't know why, stranger. Maybe it's the way you talk or something. This is the first, and I guess the last time in my life I'll ever believe a man wearing a mask.
The water's ready. It's boiling.
Never mind, Dan. We won't need it now.
Lawman, dead?
Yes, Tonto. He's dead.
Gee, there's no way of finding out who killed him.
Yes, there is.
We trail outlaw.
No. First, we'll take Jim's body home, back to the town of Cahill.
Then what?
Then I have a promise to keep. I want to see Everett, Jim Barnes' brother.
Everett Barnes had long been a mystery to the town of Cahill. The quiet, soft-spoken brother of the sheriff was an amateur entomologist. He collected and classified insects. Naturally, such an occupation seemed utterly without rhyme or reason to most of the town's cowpunchers and horse wranglers. In fact, only two people really understood Everett. One was his brother, and the other, a very pretty young woman named Judy Mason.
Hi, all. Might as well admit it, Judy. I'm scared. Scared to death.
No, you're not. And the best way to prove it is by going right into the Longhorn Cafe and arresting Monk Savage.
I'll try.
And you'll put it over. I'll wait for you over at the bank, all right? Mr. Thomas wants me to help him work on the books tonight. Remember, Everett. I'll be waiting for you.
All right. I'd just as soon try to pick up a Black Widow spider as arrest Monk Savage.
Well, good evening, Everett. What you drinking?
Nothing. Thanks, just the same.
Oh, excuse me, kid. I didn't see the badge you were wearing. You the new sheriff?
Guess I'll have to be till election time comes up again.
Being a lawman is no job for you, Everett, and you know it.
Maybe not, but my brother wanted it this way, so I'm gonna carry out his wishes.
Huh. Sorry to hear it. Mighty sorry. You're sitting on a keg of blasting powder, and here it comes, right now.
What do you mean?
Monk Savage, heading this way.
Good. That's why I'm here.
Oh, well, if it ain't little Everett Barnes, the bug chaser. Up kind of late, ain't you?
No, Monk. I'm here for a particular reason. To see you.
Yeah? What do you want me to do? Help you catch some caterpillars?
My brother was murdered this afternoon. Shot from ambush.
Is that so? That's too bad. It leaves Cahill without a sheriff.
No, it doesn't. As Jim's only deputy, I'm taking his place.
You? Why, I never figured. Hey, did you hear that, Dent? A little fly boy is going to be a lawman.
It was you who killed my brother. He sent me that message, so I know it's true.
What's that?
I said you killed him. You're under arrest for murder.
Arrest? Did you hear that, gents? The butterfly kid is arresting me.
It's not funny, Monk. Hand over your guns.
Why, you. Listen, you young whelp. Nobody arrests Monk Savage. You're packing a gun. You better go for it, because I'm shooting that tin star off your vest and making you dance while I do it. This is a pretty good-sized town, kid. But it's too small to hold you and me. Now dance.
Wait. Don't. Stop. Wait.
The new sheriff can't handle a gun, folks, but he sure does a mighty fast toe dance. You heard what I said, bug catcher. Get out of my sight. Climb on one of your butterflies and get out of town.
I mean,
get.
That's a shame. Poor kid.
Poor kid, nothing. He's the new sheriff. And he's yellow all the way through.
Head for the bar, boys. The drinks are on me.
Yes! All right.
Get out of town. I'll get... I knew I couldn't do it. I knew that. What I need is a lamp. Here it is.
That's much better, Everett.
What?
I don't like to sit in the dark.
Mask and Outlaw, how did you get in here?
Through the back door. When the coroner came to take Jim's body.
And you knew that Jim was... Who are you?
Someone who wants to help you, if you'll let me.
How could a masked outlaw? Oh, it doesn't make any difference. I don't care who you are. I'm leaving town.
Is that so? When?
Right now, just as soon as I pack up some clothes.
You're the sheriff of Cahill. Who'll take your place if you leave?
Oh, I don't care.
Everett, your brother was killed this afternoon. Killed in the line of duty.
You mean he was murdered? Just because he was unlucky enough to be a sheriff?
On the contrary. I think Jim Barnes was proud of being a lawman.
Sure. That's the only law this country knows. Kill or be killed. I'm sick of it. Now that Jim's gone, I'm gonna leave.
What are all these glass jars on the table? Are they empty?
No, they contain specimens for my collections. Live ones.
Specimens?
Wasps, bees. Well, I sort of raised them, too. You probably noticed the beehives in the front yard. There are several large wasp nests in that tree by the fence.
Wasps and bees, eh? Entomology must be interesting work.
Oh, it is. There are several thousand different varieties of Hymenoptera insecti in this desert country. And so far, I've classified only about 200.
One of your bees, The one inside this jar isn't enjoying his new home very much.
No, that isn't a bee. It's a black-winged wasp. He's from that nest out in the tree. Just captured him yesterday. He's very vicious.
I'm glad he's inside the jar and not out.
Somebody just rode up outside. Did you hear?
Yes, I...
Bond! Sheriff Bond!
It's Monk Savage. And some of those men who ride with him. They must be coming to...
I told you to get out of town, Barnes. I'm here to see that you get... Come on out.
He threatened me earlier tonight. At the Longhorn Cafe. When
yes,
I...
Yes, I know all about that. My friends were there and saw what happened.
You better come on out, Barnes. Or we'll riddle that shack with lead.
Turn down the light, Everett. Quick!
Dousing that light won't help you none. Let him have it, boy.
He's right. They'll start shooting.
So will I. That'll make it even.
Monk Savage and his gang poured round after round of flaming lead into the darkened house where the Lone Ranger and Everett Barnes crouched on either side of the shattered window.
Stay back, Everett. Back. You better hug the floor. They're shooting high.
We haven't got a chance. There's a whole gang out there. They'll keep moving up. They're breaking all my specimen jars. The wasp will get away and I'll never be able to...
You can't worry about that. Wait a minute. Didn't you say there was a big nest of them in that tree out there?
Well, yes. It's hanging from that big limb on the right side. But what good will that do?
Maybe plenty if I can... Oh, yes. I can see it now. Those men are right beneath it.
He's slinging a lot of lead, but he's shooting high. Let's move in and get him.
Yeah, we'll get him.
Hey, what the? Slim, what's the matter with you? Hold that horse down.
I can't hold him with these things flying. Sting! Ow!
Oh, I can't see him. There's me in for it.
Keep throwing lead into that shack. Don't let a few...
Ow! Now maybe you know what we're up against.
What happened, Slim? Can't he even...
I don't know. I can't hold this critter either. Come on, let's get out of here.
Golly, you certainly made them turn and run.
Well... I didn't, Everett. It was your wasps that did that.
Wasps? Oh, you mean the nest in the tree. You broke it open with bullets. And golly.
At least they've gone. That's the most important part. I don't think Monk and his friends will be back any more tonight. Well, have you changed your mind, Everett, about staying on as sheriff?
Oh, what good would it do? Even if I did stay here, I'd still be afraid of guns and... men like Monk.
Afraid?
Sure, I'm just plain scared. I might as well admit it.
Whoa there, Silver. Whoa, big fella, easy.
Kimasabi, you all right? We hear shots.
Golly, was it a gunfight?
Not much of a fight, Dan. I was at Everett Barnes' house when Monk Savage tried to run him out of town.
Gee, I hope Everett didn't back down like he did in the cafe.
No, he didn't back down. Tonto.
Yes, Kimasabi.
I want you to ride to the county seat. There's a United States Marshal's office there. Bring a deputy back here with you.
That plenty long ride.
I know. I want you to start now and get back as soon as you can.
Here, Scout. Me do it. What Tonto tell deputy?
Tell him about Jim Barnes is being killed and that Everett, Jim's brother, wants to present proof identifying the sheriff's murderer.
Yes, Kimasabi. Get up, Scout.
Golly, does Everett know who killed his brother?
Not definitely. He still has to prove it.
We all know it was Monk Savage. Everett is sheriff now. Why doesn't he just arrest Monk?
He can't do that for two reasons, Dan. First, there can be no legal conviction without proof. Second, Everett Barnes can't arrest Savage because he's afraid.
I know. Tonto and I saw what happened in the cafe tonight.
But even though Everett is afraid, I'm sure he isn't a real coward.
I don't understand.
Well, in reality, the only thing he's afraid of is fear.
You mean like being scared of the dark when you don't know what you're afraid of?
That's it. Fear that's based on nothing. A powerful force, unless you can overcome it.
But what can Everett do?
Quite a bit, if we help him.
How?
We're going to use the same force of fear to trap Savage.
Golly, I don't see how.
You better get some sleep now, Dan. Tonto won't be back until tomorrow afternoon. We've got a lot of things to do in the morning.
Tell me what they are.
First, I'm going back to Everett's house. You'll have two errands to do.
Two?
Yes. Deliver a news item to the courier. That's the Cahill newspaper. Then, be sure that plenty of copies are distributed all over town.
Hey, did you gents see this copy of the Courier? Kid just left it in here.
What about it? Anything new?
Plenty. Big story about Everett Barnes, our new sheriff.
What's he gonna do? Chase some more butterflies?
Listen, it says, the prowlers who shot up Sheriff Barnes' house last night may cause instant death for many innocent people.
What does that mean?
Shut up, and I'll read it to you. It says, while it is a well-known fact that our new sheriff is an amateur entomologist, that means he collects bugs, it is not so well known that the sheriff's insect collection contains several varieties of poisonous wasps.
What? Poison?
The sting of one of these little creatures, the black-winged species, can cause instant death. Even horses are sometimes affected.
Horses? Say, that must have been what was...
Brother ain't such a peaceable gent after all.
Hey, here's another item about the sheriff. It says, Everett Barnes has obtained a confession from one of gang who bushwhacked his brother. It's right here in black and white and says, Sheriff Barnes is keeping the evidence under lock and key in his home until he can turn it over to the federal officers. What do you think of that?
Well, maybe the kid's smarter than we think.
If he nails a murdering skunk that shot Sheriff Jim, I'm for him.
Hey, I wonder if where can I get a copy of that paper?
No trick to that. There's a kid out on the street giving them away.
I'm going to find him. See y'all later.
What's going on here, Miss Mason? You know I don't approve of the employees having visitors during banking hours.
But I haven't had any visitors, Mr. Thomas.
Didn't I see a young boy standing by your desk a few moments ago?
He just brought me a copy of today's Courier. I was interested in the story.
Which story?
The story about the men who tried to kill Everett Barnes last night.
Everett Barnes. Let me see that paper. Well,
isn't it wonderful that Everett knows who the men are who killed his brother?
Yes, I'm glad to hear it.
And I'm sure that a lot of people around here didn't realize that Everett's collection of insects included...
You're quite right, Judy. This is a very interesting news article. Well, I think I'll go out for lunch now. I'll be back shortly.
Yes, Mr. Thomas.
Oh, hi, Monk. Trig.
Slim, what's this about a confession you made and signed before we took care of Jim Barnes?
I never signed any confession. The law dog asked a lot of questions.
You're lying. It says right here in the paper that you did.
Oh, I did, Monk. Honest, I didn't.
Listen, Slim, Trig and I have got to get that evidence, whatever it is, to protect ourselves. We'll go to Barnes' house tonight.
Why, sure, Monk, I'll go.
But you won't be with us, you double-crossing...
Monk, no, please.
Boss's orders, Slim, and I agree with him.
Please.
You sneaking coyote.
Don't!
Here's the little package you wanted me to wrap up. It's all sealed and tied.
Good.
Now what do we do with it?
Leave it here on your desk.
How do you know that anybody will try to steal?
I don't. All we can do is go into the next room, turn out the light, and wait.
Suppose somebody does show up. It won't prove that they were the ones who killed Jim.
You're right, so the only thing we can bet on is fear. Fear makes men do and say a lot of things. Sometimes they even tell the truth.
Do you think they'll be afraid of?
They ought to be. They read the courier. Here, blow out the lamp. We'll wait in the kitchen. Come on.
The house is dark. Maybe the new sheriff is vamoosed.
Like as not, he's in bed. We can handle him. Keep your gun handy.
Yeah.
Door ain't even locked.
That's kind of funny, Monk. Why should the sheriff...
Shut up. Follow me. Jim Barnes used to have an office right off this front room. If the kid's trying to hide anything, it'll be in there.
How about a light so we can see?
Wait until we get inside that room. This is it. Now, strike a match.
Yeah.
I don't know who you are, but get your hands up, both of you.
Strike a match, Trigg. That sounds like...
Trigg, Monk, what are you doing here?
Yeah, I thought the voice sounded familiar.
It's the boss.
There's a lamp on the desk. Light it.
Yeah.
What are you doing here? I didn't give anybody orders to come here.
I know you didn't. But Trigg and me are just as anxious to protect ourselves as you are. How long you been here?
Just a few minutes. I used the pass key on the front door and came in quietly. There's no sign of Barnes unless he's asleep in the back bedroom.
So much the better. You gone over this room?
No, I haven't.
Hey, look, here on the desk, right by the lamp.
What is it, an envelope?
No, it's a flat package. It's sealed.
Let's see it. I think this is it, boss. Look what's written on the outside. Everett Barnes, personal. Do not open.
Give it to me. I'll open
it. Don't be so nervous, boss. There's plenty of time. Hey, what the... Bugs? Hey, this is full of them.
These ain't bugs, they're wasps. Those poisonous
wasps.
They'll
kill you. Let me out of here.
We can't leave without...
Not me. I'm not gonna... Hey, who locked this door?
It can't be locked, Monk. We just came in.
Quiet. You want to wake up Barnes and the whole town?
I don't care who I wake up. I'm not going to stay in here and get stung. Ow!
Did one of them catch you, Monk?
I think so. I'm going to break this door down.
No, you fool. Open that window. That'll let him out. Now be quiet. We can't afford to attract attention.
Listen, Thomas. Trigg and I will do your killing for you, like Jim Barnes. But we won't...
That's all we wanted to hear. Isn't that right, Everett?
It sure is.
What the? Masked. A masked owl hood.
You better not reach for that. That bullet just smashed your shoulder. Tonto!
Yes, Kimasabi.
That Deputy United States Marshal with you?
I certainly am. Thanks to you and what I've just heard, I'm arresting these three men for murder.
Good.
You fools!
Can't you see now, Everett, how foolish you were to be afraid of cheap crooks like these?
Yes.
Who were so dumb they were scared stiff of some harmless honeybees?
Bees? I thought them things were wild.
Got a long time to figure that one out of the place where you're going.
Well, I'll be.
Get moving, you.
I guess our job is finished, Tonto.
Yes, Kimasabi.
Adios, Sheriff Barnes.
Wait a minute. Don't go without...
Everett?
Judy.
What happened? Please tell me what happened.
I'll tell you all about it later, Judy. Right now, all I can think of is what a masked man and an Indian taught a sheriff about fear.
Hail Silver, away!
Get up, Scout.
This episode, Fear, featured the voice talents of Mark Giannopoulos as Dan Reed, H. Keith Lyons as Sheriff Jim Barnes, Bernadette M. Groves as Judy Mason, Brian Finnegan as Everett Barnes, H. Keith Lyons as the barkeep, Murray Retread as Banker Thomas, Joe Stopko as Monk Savage, Mike Hennessy as Trig, Bill Hallweg as Slim, Christopher Medina as Billy, Brian Finnegan as Johnny, William Smagata as the U.S. Marshal, Johnny T as Tonto, and Jim Patton as the Lone Ranger. The Lone Ranger and related characters were created by George W. Trendle and Fran Stryker and lovingly recreated for your enjoyment by the Misfits Audio Players. The producer and script editor was Captain John Tatterzak. Directed and mixed by Jim Smagata. Webmastery by April Sadowski. Lone Ranger art by Stephen Sash Scott. Barroom music by Kevin McLeod. The Lone Ranger was adapted for Misfits Audio by Captain John Tatterzak and was presented for enjoyment and nostalgic purposes only. No infringement was intended. Don't miss the next exciting episode of The Lone Ranger, The Missing Heir.